This has been AM with Bob Honus clearing his throat and Robin Houston. Our producers have been Mike Stewart, Jerry Green and Ian Gilchrist, and our herd working studio engineer has been Linda Gage. In a moment, George Gale will be plugging into the open line, but first, of course, will come the news at 10 from, I believe, Robin Houston. Robin?
Yeah?
How'd you get on sitting in Dougie Cameron's chair for the first day?
It's a bit confusing.
Yes, it is that, but are you happy?
Yes.
Good lad. See you tomorrow.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 10. This is Robin Houston.
Yes,
1783.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
261.
Well, this has been AM with Bob Honus and Robin Houston. Those are the known facts. What you may not know is that the production was in the hands of, one way or another, producers Laurie Douglas and Di Latham and studio engineer Mike Carson. Robin is currently girding his loins for the 10 o'clock news, whilst George Gale is probably doing likewise in the other studio in preparation for Open Line. So, stay tuned, if you will, to LBC.
Tomorrow night, live from the LBC Lucas Marine Information Cruiser, we'll be bringing you a report on the Great River Pageant, and that's between 6:15 and 6:45, a very colourful event. On Friday in the day, we'll be keeping you up to date on the 4th International Cadet Tideway Race, Parts 1 and 2. As well as other varied and interesting events, like the grand fireworks display at Greenwich, which will be featured in our Love in London program on Friday night. Now on Saturday, prior to the Round the World Clipper Race, LBC's information cruiser will be leading the grand procession of 200 vessels from Tower Bridge to Southend Pier, and we'll be keeping you in touch with all the colourful happenings along the way, with news, views and interviews from the people who know all about sailing and its history. LBC will also have a reporter at Southend Pier to describe this amazing and wonderful event. So stay with us on 261 for the next 3 days for news on the PLA London Clipper Regatta. And while you're about it, keep a lookout for me, Chris Grant, and our LBC information cruiser during the next 3 days. Right, well, I suppose I better board the cruiser and get some practice in. Who moved that? That's not very...
Well,
Now, this has been AM, featuring more or less alternately Bob Honus and Douglas Cameron, with intermittent, albeit important, sporting interjections from Steve Tongue. Equally important were the background production activities of Philip Bacon and Gerard Green, and the far-from-background efforts of Sarah Ball, who's our studio producer for this week, and who shared the pillbox known as the control room this morning with Gavin Kelly. George Gale is girding his loins in the next studio in preparation for Open Line, but first, in a few moments, Douglas with the news at 10.
Every hour from LBC.
It's a coincidence. It's a London theatre programme. He went to the theatre when he was down here on a visit just recently, and he circles a little spot in the programme saying, Act 1, the present time, Act 2, 30 years later. As he says, it's a long interval, man.
I'm surprised he's back in Bradford yet at that rate. Well, we've got a League Division 1 football table here, sent to us by Mr. Adrian Pawson, who lives in Barnet, and he's obviously sent it from his local paper, although we can't actually find out what paper it is, perhaps mercifully, or the football writer might be shot. And it's interesting because Mervyn Hall, our sports editor, publishes the Ladbrokes betting odds on who will win the league title every Wednesday here on LBC, but I can tell Mervyn here and now it's a foregone conclusion, according to this paper, because it says Arsenal played 7, won 28. At that rate, it's a racing certainty for the Gunners.
Well, don't forget, if you have any letters at all, any little mistakes in newspapers or humorous things that might amuse us, you think, and you'd like to hear them on AM, drop us a line at LBC at Gossing...
Yeah, even half time. Could you possibly tell me what would be the best for him to put his money in simply without any...
LBC's early morning news and...
Full state pension?
Yes.
Yes.
And a pension from work, Doug? Do you think he would get that?
Steve?
Sorry, Steve. Would he get that?
Would he get a pension from his work as well?
Yes, he will.
Can he commute any part of it?
What?
Can he commute any part of it?
That means... in pension.
...is starting to limber up in a nearby studio in preparation for open line, but first, Douglas with a roundup of world news at 10 o'clock. An appointment because he'd been fitting his false teeth. He's Los Angeles dentist. Swears carries only one false fang and has all his wisdom teeth, and that's the honest tooth, says Paul Callan. Let's take a break. You've been listening to All or Part of AM, involved in one way or another in the four-hour spectacular were Bob Honus, Douglas Cameron and Dominic Allen, all heard but not seen, which perhaps is just as well. Not even heard, but nonetheless closely concerned with the content of the programme were producers Gerard Green and Philip Bacon. While guiding us unerringly through these waking hours, producer Sarah Ball, shoulder to shoulder, so to speak, with studio engineer Gordon Edge. Meanwhile, in the adjacent studio, George Gale is all plugged in, ready to take the open line through to 12 with you, the listeners. First, though, in just a moment, Douglas with a roundup of world news at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned to LBC. Producers who set the whole thing up, Philip Bacon and Di Latham. And the control room occupants this morning, studio engineer Mike Carson and producer Sarah Ball with a smile on her face because she's off for a week. George Gale, as always, is with us through till 12 with the open line. First, though, as I mentioned just now, Douglas will be back with a complete roundup of the world news at 10 o'clock. Have a good weekend.
And now we jump from 1975 to 1978.
Lester, at 2 points ahead.
Just remind listeners that at this time yesterday, we had a letter from a lady who picked up the programme beautifully just south of Paris in her motor car. And I happened to say to Bob that that was nothing. We got picked up in a West German lay-by a few months ago.
So to speak.
And I had to go back on it and say the programme, not Bob and me physically. Sarah then came back and said, wonder what use she would be in a West German lay-by. Well, you had one or two suggestions. I can't read most of them because we'd be off the air. But the cleanest one we had came about 10:05 yesterday morning from a chap who composed this while driving to work. And here it is. Miss Liddell, in a lay-by West German, had to fight off Franz, Willy and Herman. To settle their mayhem, she tuned into AM to listen to Bob and Doug's sermon. What do you think of that, Sarah?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, I have a little ditty for you.
Oh, Lord.
It goes like this. It's been fun being part of the team and diverting the traffic through Cheam. Bob and Doug, you're the ones, and despite all the puns, I hope you don't run out of steam.
Ah, ba-boom. Thank
Lovely.
You, Sarah.
9:35.
They said it couldn't be done.
AM on LBC.
Time now to hear from the Abbey. Blondie are on at the Roundhouse on Sunday, I'm now told. Doors open at 5:30. Well, that's all from me for this afternoon. I'm Paul Ingrams, and I've enjoyed sitting in for Rick Davis on LBC Reports. After the news at 5, it's Tricia Ingrams up until 8. So in the meantime, have a good weekend, and keep listening to LBC, because it does you good. Bye.
We are the champions! Are we... Hello, Tricia Ingrams and Alan Clark, taking LBC Reports through till 8. After the 5 o'clock news, we'll be taking a look at the latest developments in Belfast. There's good news for Hackney Hospital today. They've been given a nest egg that should help their elderly patients in particular. And there's a move to introduce new legislation, similar to the American laws, that would give consumers more protection against damage. We'll have details of that too. More protection, this time in the form of labels telling us which substances are dangerous and how to handle them, plus news as it happens on LBC Reports.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.